It's not physical, it's personal. It's the name of a new cyberbullying campaign created by Karishma Chinoy of Atlanta, Georgia. Karishma developed and edited the public service announcement, It's Not Physical, It's Personal.
It starts with one person, one word, one post. This is the reality of cyberbullying. It's not physical, it's personal. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The cyberbully isn't just one person, it's hundreds. A bystander becomes more than just a witness, they become the bully.
This fatal cycle can only be put to rest one step at a time. And it all starts with you. It can end with one person, one post. Be more than a bystander.
And speak up for the victims of cyberbullying.
Submit the documentary, collaborated with Project Anti-Bullying to distribute the PSA on social media. Project Anti-Bullying, based in Naples, Florida, is a nonprofit organization that networks with primary and secondary schools to raise awareness of bullying in schools. PAB has headquarters throughout the U.S. and 24 international affiliates. Fabiana Pergolisi is founder and president of Project Anti-Bullying.
We go into schools and we have anti-bullying campaigns and workshops and intervention programs that we host. And we also teach parents and teachers, you know, about the internet, how to use it safely, and signs and symptoms of, you know, your kid maybe being bullied cyber, you know, on the cyber world. And we also teach students, you know, about the uses of Facebook and Twitter and other social media networks, you know, and how to be safe using privacy settings and things like that. So what we hope to do is to kind of cover the broad spectrum of bullying to let people know what bullying is, how to protect yourself from bullying, and how to, if being bullied, to take that, you know, situation and turn it over into a new light. And sometimes, you know, the challenge is that students find themselves very fearful to talk to adults and parents because they're afraid the situation will get worse. And so what we do as a student-run nonprofit is we help with them. We're almost like a translator. We've been told we're like a translator system where, you know, students tell us what's going on, and sometimes we have to actually contact the school ourselves or tell the parents or kind of bring the two together. So it's just kind of encouraging students to speak up and do something and not to be so afraid.
Pergolisi says Project Anti-Bullying research shows that 82.7% of students get bullied daily. Bullying can occur during and after school, traveling to and from school, school playgrounds, and after-school programs. PAB uses three different campaigns that can be implemented in schools to help kids be more than just a bystander when they witness bullying or cyberbullying, whether it's physical or verbal.
What we wanted to do is to show students that bullying happens 365 days a year. You know, it never stops, and it's all the time, and especially cyberbullying, you know, it could be anybody behind a computer. It's very dangerous. And what you want to do is to let, and we want to empower at least one student to say, you know what, I'm going to stand up against it. So our PSA video really kind of highlights the idea that bullying happens all day. You know, we may take summer vacations from schools, but cyberbullying definitely does not, you know, and bullying doesn't either. So, you know, it's something that we have to constantly be working on. And so we're hoping that with our PSA video to go viral and let, you know, nationally for us to know and, you know, internationally as well. I know, at least on our end, we've sent it to all of our international affiliates and they've really enjoyed watching it. So it's only been a week of it being up and, you know, we're just excited for other students to kind of see it and kind of reevaluate how they use the internet and, you know, maybe before I say it, maybe I should think before I click. And that's all we can hope for.
In 2011, the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department conducted a youth risk survey on bullying and cyberbullying in schools. The youth risk survey was conducted in 19 Hamilton County schools and private schools. Research showed that 18% of students noted they have been bullied and 15% of students said they had been subjected to cyberbullying. The youth risk survey prompted local school officials to adopt a non-zero tolerance policy on cyberbullying. Karen Glenn is director of STARS, or Students Taking a Right Stand, for Hamilton County Schools.
There's just been a new zero tolerance for cyberbullying, because that's been an issue that we found to be one that just warrants a little bit more attention. But cyberbullying can take on many different forms of bullying, and the particular piece that is a zero tolerance is if there is a credible threat to death or serious harm that disrupts the school environment, then that's considered a zero tolerance policy. As far as bullying is concerned, bullying, the biggest issue we find is that everything has become bullying. Bullying has been a buzzword, and there are many blurred boundaries as to what is bullying and what is peer conflict, a fight, an assault, and those types of things. So one of the things that the Hamilton County Schools are doing is trying to make sure that we all have the common language and that we understand what is bullying, what is peer conflict, what is a fight, so that we respond to it appropriately. Because as you can imagine, if everything becomes bullying, then it becomes really very difficult for a teacher or a school administrator to provide those necessary interventions when it warrants.
Beginning the school year, Hamilton County school administrators, along with teachers and counselors, have implemented a new leadership team to help all school staff employees recognize many bullying buzzwords and or actions. STARS Director Karen Glenn says Hamilton County Schools are using the OVEAS Bullying Prevention Program.
The responsibility of that train is to go back and to incorporate it, first of all, by training their entire staff, including cafeteria workers, custodians, anybody that's involved with students, teaching them strategies how to intervene when they witness it and how to investigate when there is a situation of that. So training is crucial, and that's what we're doing. One of the areas that we'd like to do better with is the training of the parents, because just as some of the school system employees may, you know, those boundaries may be blurred a little bit for them, it can very much be that case for parents as well. So we're educating. This effort is to educate the parents so that they understand the difference between the two.
Officials hope that with the OVEAS Bullying Prevention Program and Project Anti-Bullying PSA, It's Not Physical, It's Personal, will promote the message that kids and parents are not alone in this stressful battle. However, through collaborating ideas, heightened awareness, bullying and cyberbullying can be controlled to prevent unwarranted imbalance of power between today's youth. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.